Siddur snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum, Le'ilui Nishmas, Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We're in the third Hallelujah following Ashrei, and we've been describing, beginning from the heaven down, and then continuing the second half of the kapitel from the earth climbing on up. We begin describing, the kapitel begins by describing Haluas Hashem min Hashemayim. Of course, it's all man not instructing nature what to do. Nature are inanimate objects. But we are inspired by nature and see Hashem, His sophistication, the detail, the minutiae, the miracles, the blessings that take place all around us. So it begins, Halleluah Hashem in Hashemayim. We can find and praise and feel Hashem through the way that the heavens are orchestrated, are choreographed, through the way that they all cooperate and the way they all correspond. The Arizal explains that the kapitel begins by describing the downward flow of divine energy. That Hashem, from the deepest recesses of the heavens, where kiviyachol, in our mind, we depict that's where He resides, and the energy flows down. Saluas Hashem in Hashemayim refers to the world of Atzilus. We praise Hashem in the heights as the world of Bria. The Malach of the angels is the world of Yetzirah, and we praise Him, Tzvaav, is the world of Asiya. So beginning at the highest highs, flowing down the divine energy so that He can have a Dira B'tachtonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can manifest, so to say, through our world and through our lives, we see Him. And then we transition to the second half of the kapitel as we've been discussing. That Haluas Hashem min Haaretz, Taninim Chol Ta'amos, that here on earth, of course, the earth doesn't praise God. We, man, this kapitel really is about Godless Adam, the greatness of man, that we demand, we command of nature, that we, the whole world, is here to serve us. And one of the ways that the world serves us is that when we see the miracle of science, biology, chemistry, physics, and of course metaphysics, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see the Almighty behind it. The world is, creation is serving us, enabling and enriching us to better serve Him. So we last left off, fire and hail, snow and smoke, storm, wind, execute, it all follows Dvaro, His word. Hashem says, jump, and nature says, how high? The Vav, there's a Vav Achibor here. Eish Ubarad, Shelag Vikitur. What is the Vav doing here? So Steinman in his Sefer on the Siddur, Yemale Piti Lasecha, Steinman says, these things which normally operate as opposites, they are forces that are against one another. They don't normally cooperate. And yet, fire and hail, snow and smoke, in the context of collaborating to sing the praise of Hashem, where they come together and partner, is enabling us to see the divine hand. In that way, they are working together. What does it mean, Oseh Dvaro? They fulfill the word of Hashem. The Chafetz Chaim on this pasuk explains. We read this pasuk every day. Every day when we daven in this kapitel, we should say to ourselves, Oseh Dvaro, whatever's going on, it was a rainy day, it was a windy day, it was a sunny day, it was a cold day, in other climates it's a snowy day, it's hailing, whatever's going on in the world, none of it is random chance or coincidence. Even the things that we apply the rules of nature and we assume it's the natural ecological cycle, it's the natural order of the universe, who is behind nature? For the Ramban, there's no such thing as nature. It's all the will of Hashem. It's all Oseh Dvaro. Hashem says, rain, wind, sun, hot day, a cold day. Kadosh Baruch Hu instructs the world how to act, and the world falls in line and acts appropriately. The Chafetz Chaim says, in this pasuk is our affirmation and a reminder for us for the rest of our day to see and feel the hand of Hashem and to realize nothing is a coincidence. The Nesiv HaShal and the Slonim Rebbe has a similar insight. He says, why is only Oseh Dvaro the Ruach Sa'ara? We just finished a whole litany, we finished a whole list. Beginning going all the way back, Alu Kol Malachav, the angels, the heavens, the constellations, the sun, the moon, the stars. We continue the fire, the hail, the snow. And now the stormy wind is the one that we describe as Oseh Dvaro. Why is it only the stormy wind which is fulfilling His word? So Steinman in the Sefer gives one answer. He says all the others are fixed. The sun is fixed. It's a fixed body, it's a planet, it illuminates, it provides energy, it provides warmth. We can predict, we can anticipate exactly when it's going to rise and exactly when it's going to set. And the sun, even this past Friday when we had a very rainy sunrise minyan at the beach, which not enough of you were at, even in the cloudy, terribly rainy day, but still behind it all, you saw the sun on cue, exactly when it was supposed to be there and supposed to rise, the sun is always there. In this list, the only one that's not static, the only one that's not fixed, the one that's a variable, is wind. The wind can come or not come, the wind can blow hard or blow soft, the wind can blow in this direction, it can blow in the other direction. Says Rav Steinman, that's why it's described as Osed Dvaro. The others Hashem fixed in creation, in the rules of nature and science, He pressed go, and He set them in motion. But this one is a variable. Again, I'm not sure how he explains the snow and the rain. They're not fixed necessarily. They also come and go based on his will. But the Nesiv HaShalom, the Slonim Rebbe, says a different answer. He says a stormy wind is unique, unlike all these other attributes and features of nature, in that a stormy wind can uproot a mountain. It can dislocate anything that stands in its way. And we might mistakenly therefore assume that a force that's so strong, that's so mighty, a force to be reckoned with, like a stormy wind. And we in South Florida can appreciate the threat and the danger of a strong, stormy, category 3, 4, or 5 wind, what it can do. One can mistakenly conclude that it is its own force, that it possesses a will and a power of its own. So David HaMelech says, no. Ruach Se'ara, even that category 5 wind that can knock down houses and ruin communities, that can dislocate and dislodge and crush mountains, even that wind is Osed Dvaro, it's only responding to Hashem. And says the Slonim Rebbe, in our own lives, when we feel we've encountered a stormy wind, it's knocked us down, it's displaced us, it's dislocated us, it's dislodged us, the stormy wind threatens to destroy us, we should realize that whatever's happening in our lives, even when it's incompatible with what we want, it's Osed Dvaro. It's responding to the will, the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's simply fulfilling what He commands. It's fulfilling what He tells it to do. And therefore, the Kapitel really is really a story of Hashkacha Pratis, to interact with nature and realize it's all by design.